ございます。
Brittle Quebec Softball is on the air. KDHI broadcast of the Quebec game against College Station is made possible by the Brittle Sports Friends Association. The pregame show was sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solution, Bluesky Waterwell Service, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architecture, Apple Ford, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, DVR Materials, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Brittle National Bank, BDM Pipe and Steel, Brittle Nursing and Rehabilitation, Flint College, Southern Toyota, Branded Graphics, ATV, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. Grow to the field and your hosts, Tommy and Doug, after these words from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
H-E-B in Brenham is here to make your Easter weekend a breeze. From the tasty starters, the main dish, the must-have sides, and the sweet treats, H-E-B has it all to make your Easter complete. And don't forget, H-E-B carries gift baskets, goodies, egg dyeing kits, toys, and cascarones, so you can get all your Easter essentials at one single store. Have no time? Order online. And have your items delivered right to your car with curbside or right to your front door. H-E-B in Brenham, they're always here for you.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to College Station High School, where tonight the Brenham Cubettes start the second half of district play against the College Station Lady Cougars. And, man, it seems like, Tommy, we just got to see district part started, and now here we are. We're already
starting of the second half today, and, you know, we're going to blink our eyes, and the season's going to be over with. And right now you and I are hoping for a playoff berth.
Yeah, and for the Brenham Cubettes, first half of the district has not been kind to them. They're finished 2-4, and the only wins coming over Brian Rutter in Huntsville. And so they need a strong, if they want to make another push to get back into the playoffs this year, they need a strong second half.
No doubt about it. And you and I had a little bit of a conversation about it Tuesday night coming back from Lake Creek. And they have a tall task in front of them, but it can be achieved if they work and play together.
Yeah, the last time these two teams played was the first district game, and College Station only won by one run. So now the Cubettes hoping to, and that game was played at Alumni Field, so the Cubettes hoping to return the favor in College Station's own ballpark. And we got more to come here on the pregame, and first we're going to send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our Brenham Cubett pregame sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com. And check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm Dana.
Brenham National Bank wants to welcome you to Washington County to visit the Blue Bonnet Festival hosted by the Chapel Hill Historical Society on April 11th and 12th.
We are a community bank with all the latest and greatest technology.
Come by and visit our branch at 9005 U.S. Highway 290 East.
Come bank with us, where we make banking fun and easy. Brenham National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
What we do. All right, as we come back here to Lady Cougar Softball Field in College Station, and Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, let's take a look at the district standings, how they stand or how they are right now. And first of all, in District 17-5A, you got Lake Creek, who's at the top there. They are a perfect 6-0 in district, not to mention 22-1 on the season. And from what we saw them Tuesday night, just as dominant as ever. College Station right now is second place in district, and they are 5-1. That only loss was to Lake Creek. A&M Consolidated, they are in third place at 4-2. Montgomery is in fourth place at 3-3. Brenham right now in fifth place at 2-4. Huntsville is in sixth place at 1-5, and Brian Rutter bringing up the rear at 0-6. So, coming up ahead in the second round of district play, probably the three biggest matchup, not only tonight, but then down the road, A&M Consolidated Montgomery to try to sneak in, get a victory, and help push them toward the playoffs.
I tell you what, the thing of it is, you have A&M Consolidated and also Montgomery right there at 4-3. You're one game out in the loss column, one game out in the winners column, in winning column. So
Yeah. You
know what? We've got a chance, or two games out in the winning column. Sorry about that. But if we could get wins over those two teams, you know, we're right back in the race.
Exactly. And it's should be good here down the stretch. Cubettes, as we said, have been traditionally pretty good second half team, and we've got more to come here on the pregame. First, let's send you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
All right, as we welcome you back here, got a busy weekend coming up here on KWHI. As we said, we've got the softball game here tonight with the Cubettes at College Station. Coming up at 6:35 on our KWHI.com sports alternate feed, we've got Brenham Cub baseball. And Stephen Drain will have the call of that for you. 6:35 pregame, 7 o'clock for the first pitch. And then as soon as Tommy and I are through from out here in College Station, we're going to switch the baseball game over to the main internet feed and, of course, the radio itself and finish it out there. And then coming up tomorrow, we got triple header action. We got Blinn Buccaneer softball. Bucks taking on LSU Eunice. And doubleheader beginning at 1 o'clock, 12:35 pregame. And we'll get those two in. And then we got Astros baseball tomorrow night. Astros and the Los Angeles Angels scheduled for a 5:40 pregame and 6:10 for the first pitch. So plenty of good sports programming going around there to you.
I tell you what, in between there somewhere, since it's so busy, we might be able to get a basketball score.
Yeah, we'll work on that too. And wow, they had some wild ones last night, especially that Purdue and Texas game was just unbelievable. And was it that Don Meredith used to, if some butts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas?
I'm telling you, that is exactly it. And, you know, I'm glad you brought me up to date on all those games. So sad to not see our Houston Cougars move on,
yeah.
But, you know, that's all right. There'll be another day.
Yeah, and Coach Sampson's one of my favorite coaches out there, and I was really pulling for them to come through for him this year, but unfortunately this time around it just wasn't meant to be. But still plenty of great tournament action. We're looking to see how that transpires. Oh, and can't forget, want to say congratulations out to our Brenham Cub golf team and Coach Earl Hathaway winning the district championship yesterday.
Oh, great. I know one thing, I had the opportunity to be around those young ladies.
The guys.
Pardon?
It was the guys that won.
Oh, the guys that won? Well, anyway, I was around the guys and the girls. I was actually feeding them lunch.
Uh-huh.
And Coach Hathaway was awfully excited. And the good thing about that boys team, uh-huh, they're pretty young.
Yeah.
There's some young kids. So they're going to be something to contend with for a couple of years.
Exactly, because the oldest out of the five guys on the team there, the oldest one is a junior. Everybody else is a sophomore.
Right, exactly. So a lot of fun things can happen there, and congratulations to Coach Hathaway and his team.
Exactly. And meanwhile, we got more to come here on our pregame show. When we come back, we'll take a look at our starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Plant North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plant North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plant North Architectural Company proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams this season.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built a reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
And we come back here, and it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups. Starting lineups are brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. And for the visiting Brenham Cubettes, it'll be Leighton Davis leading things off and doing the pitching. Batting second will be the shortstop, Allie Thiemann. Batting third, third baseman Mackenzie Thiemann. Batting fourth will be the left fielder Harper Castillo. Batting fifth, first baseman Kylie Baker. Batting sixth will be the center fielder Alden Jacks. Batting seventh, designated player Sandra Prieto. She's hitting for the right fielder McKenna Kamich. Batting eighth, the second baseman J.C. Hager. And batting ninth, the catcher Isabel Hyatt. Now for the College Station Lady Cougars, it'll be Kalia Carrion leading things off playing shortstop. Batting second will be the third baseman, Amber Aguilar. Batting third, right fielder, Kinsley Palisota. Batting fourth, second baseman, Shannon Yates. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Aubrey Litton. Batting sixth, designated player, Kylie Thomas. She's in for the pitcher, Allison Schilling. Batting seventh, catcher, Gianna Marizito. Batting eighth, center fielder Hayden Urban, and batting ninth, the left fielder Kaylee Tager. That is a look at the lineups, and we'll be back with more of the pregame after we send you back to the studio. Let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Here on reserve for tonight. All right, as we come back here, they're doing the starting lineups out on the field. The Cubettes have already been introduced, and now they're introducing the College Station Lady Cougars. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Friday evening. And the Cubettes dressed down in the black pants this evening and green jerseys with a white white letters and numbers and white trim. And Collin Station dressed out in the white uniforms of purple pinstripes and purple letters and numbers with a white trim. Yeah, we're just about ready for our national anthem, and then we'll get this one officially underway.
So it'll be freshman catcher number 7, Gianna Marizito.
Collin Station coached by Coach Vinny Castillo, and got to give a little credit to him.
He's
very friendly, helping us out. And getting
I'm going to tell you what, Coach Herrion was absolutely amazing this year, you know. And, you know, we've been around him enough now that I think he knows we're pretty good guys.
Yeah.
We're not bad guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please rise for the playing of our national anthem?
All right, and we're ready to go, and we'll be back with the first pitch after we hear one last time from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
All right, here we go, and Leighton Davis steps in for the first pitch from Addison Schilling, and she'll take outside for a ball. It's 1-0. It'll be Leighton Davis followed by Allie Tiemann and Mackenzie Tiemann here in the top of the first inning for the Cubettes. Schilling ready, and the next delivery. And Davis sends out with a hot shot to third, and throw on to first. Amber Aguilar with a great snag there.
Number one, Mackenzie Tiemann.
And that's one away. And now that'll bring up Allie Tiemann.
Got to give credit where credit is due, Doug. What a play there by the third baseman.
She certainly did. And now Allie Tiemann, we'll see if she can get her way on. Like with the field we had in Lake Creek the other night, this one is all turf. And that one upstairs, a ball, 1-0.
Is number one, Allie Tiemann.
And it's also time for our game time weather update, and that is brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And that is a ball. It's 2-0. And teaming, this is one a pop up. First baseman over, and Litton makes the grab.
Litton for the second out of the inning brings up.
That's two down.
McKenzie teaming.
I think you told me before that's the daughter of the baseball coach, right?
Yes, it is. That is absolutely correct.
Anyway, our game time weather update here in Collin Station right now, 85 degrees under mostly cloudy skies, although the sun is starting to come out a little bit. Got sunset scheduled for tonight at 7:41. And then tomorrow they're looking at a morning low of 57, but then getting up to tomorrow's going to be a little cooler day. Only supposed to get up to 73 tomorrow. And the pitch to McKenzie Teeman, outside of ball. And it looks like pretty similar forecast. And looks like maybe by Wednesday might be some rain in the forecast, which I know everybody in the area could definitely use some. Ground ball to short, carry on up with it. She'll fire on to first.
Oh, my God.
And make the play to retire the side. So in the inning, it's three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And we go to the bottom of the first. No score here from Collin Station. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
All right, as we come back here, Leighton Davis warming up. And she'll be looking at the top three in the Lady Cougar batting order. Kalia Carrion, Amber Aguilar, and Kinsley Palisoda. Cummins went three up and three down in the first. And now Leighton's trying to see if she can put a goose egg up there in the bottom of the first. And Kalia Carrion will lead it off.
Lead things off for the Cougars in the bottom of the first inning. Number 23, Kalia Carrion.
Carry on, left hand batter. And the pitch taken down low for a ball. It's 1-0.
Talk about Carry on. Talking to her dad, the coach.
And pitch taken for a strike, 1-1.
And her older sister completed her career a year ago, a little over a year ago, at New Mexico State.
Oh, wow. And that one is a shot to short, knocked down by Thiemann, but Carrion's going to beat it out with the infield hit.
Lead off single by Carrion.
Tell you what, a heck of a stop there by Allie Thiemann at shortstop, and just with that speed of Carrion, it wasn't going to get her.
Yeah, and so an infield hit for Carrion brings up Amber Aguilar. And the first pitch to her is a shot to third. Oh, and McKenzie Thiemann boots the ball, and so that'll put two runners aboard.
Aguilar reaches on base, now brings up number 17, Kinsley Palisoda.
I know that's not the way Coach Roberts wanted to start the game.
And I kind of think if I saw that right, it looked like McKenzie was maybe looking at first and not looking at the ball. And didn't make sure she had it in the glove. And that one, now this time to Thiemann, and she'll step on third for one, throw to first, and she overthrew first base. And so the runners will move up, but they do at least get the lead runner.
With runners at second and third and one out, brings up number eight, Shannon Yates.
And Shannon Yates, the batter.
She's finally a senior.
Yep.
Been a very good competitor over the years.
Yes, she has. So she's got runners at second and third, one out in the inning. And pitch from Davis takes a strike, 0-1.
Well, I tell you what, Doug, great crowd on both sides.
Yeah, the field.
Following the Clubettes and the Cougars.
Late arriving, because earlier I was wondering if we were going to get anybody here because it was empty, but pitch swung out and missed. And it's 0-2 because there wasn't hardly anybody here earlier, but yeah, now it's filled in very, very nicely here. And time is called.
Atta girl, Shaman.
Yates going to step out.
Here we go, kid. Reset. You got this.
And that one fouled away over toward the on-deck circle where Aubrey Litton is waiting. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Although Collin Station threatening. 0-2. And I had tried to frame it, umpire wasn't buying it, and it's 1-2. Gates waiting on the next pitch from Davis. Ground ball back to the pitcher. She's going to go to first, get the out. Throw home, and the runner's going to be safe. And so scoring is Aguilar to make it 1-0 College Station.
With the RBI, but if the
Cubs do get a second out there, and they'll bring up Aubrey Litton. And a pitch inside a ball.
Right here, Aubrey. Thank you. Here we go, up.
Runner second, two down. And the 1-0 pitch. Just missing a ball, and it's 2-0. And that one ground ball to third, teaming up with it. Fires across to Baker, and that one retired the side. So in the inning, there was one run on, one hit, one error.
The bottom of the first. One
and
run on,
one left on. And we go to the second inning. College Station leading the Brenham Cubettes 1-0. Back at we here, 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
leading off for Brenham in the top of the second inning. Number two, Harper Castillo.
And leading off the top of the second inning for the Cubheads, the left fielder Harper Castillo facing off against Addison Schilling. And the first pitch outside for a ball. College Station leading this one 1-0. And next pitch from Schilling. Castillo back up the middle, and that's going to scoot through for a base hit. And the Cubs have their first runner of the night. They'll bring up Kylie Baker.
Coming to the plate, number 18, Kylie Baker.
And Schilling ready. And pitch coming. Baker squared away to bunt. Pops that. Oh, it got over the third baseman's hit.
She's got to get a base hit.
Yeah, the third baseman was charging. She popped up the bunt and landed behind the third baseman. And it's an infield hit for Kylie Baker. And so now two runners on here for the Cubs. For all the Jacks.
Maybe the softball gods are with us tonight. Man, that's amazing.
And Jax bunts that one foul. You know, we had St. Patrick's Day last week. I wonder if Ken and Paula would know they're Irish somewhere down their ancestry.
Probably.
Get a little luck of the Irish there. Squared away the bunt, lays down a good bunt. And they do get Jax at first, but she does a good job moving the runners up.
Excellent bunt there by Alden Jacks.
And now Sandra Prieto batting here.
Sandra Prieto.
Castillo moves to third, Baker to second. And that one in the pot for a ball. Until the designated player this evening, hitting for the right fielder, McKenna Kimmich. And takes a strike, 1-1. J.C. Hager waiting on deck. Golden opportunity here for the Cubs to try to get a run on the board. Mr. Prieto lays a bunt down, popped it up, and third baseman almost got it, but it ended up going out of bounds. That will make it 1-2. And pitch to Prieto over to third. We get the one throw home.
Safe.
And we're tied. Castillo scores, makes it a 1-1 ball game. RBI ground out for Prieto as Litton takes a 3-in assisted. And now brings up J.C. Hagan on the play. Baker moves over to third. So now if Hagan can get a hit here, give the Cubs the lead. And Hagan takes the first pitch for a strike from Schilling.
Maybe a pass ball.
Yeah, that would work too. And a pie for a ball, 1-1. Isabel Hyatt is winning on deck. And foul ball. Count is 1-2.
One more. Send it down here. Grand that girl.
And trying to check her swing. And base umpire says no swing, and so it's 2-2.
The way the umpire came up, I thought it was going to be one of those late calls.
Yeah. Yeah, the 2-2 pitch from Schilling. Down low, ball three. And Hanger pops this one up. Pitcher going back and makes the grab for out number three. So in the inning for the Cubs, they do come up with one run on two hits. There were no errors and one left on base. And we go to the bottom of the second. We're tied 1-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Coming up for the Cougars, Thomas.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes. Commercial and residential landscaping beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission. 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Thomas.
All right, as we come back here, it'll be Kylie Thomas to lead things up. Well, the College Station Lady Cougars against Leighton Davis. And the Cubettes have come back to tie this one up, but one apiece. And the first pitch from Davis is low and inside a ball to the right-handed batter, Thomas.
The way this thing's setting up right now may be like a game in Brenham.
Yeah. And ground ball to third. Keeman knocked it down. And coming up, Thomas reaches safely. And let's see how they're going to score it on the scoreboard there.
Thomas reaches on base.
You know, as far as it was hit to her left, yeah. I would say base hit. But.
I would think so, too.
He's running at first base, number three, Emma Lauer.
And Emma Lauer coming in to run for Thomas.
You know what? I'm going to go off.
Yeah, I'm going to say hit.
I'm going to say hit.
And now Gianna Marizito, the batter here. Davis comes set next pitch. A little high for a ball, it's 1-0. And that one foul up the third base side over toward the College Station dugout. 1-1. And that one foul tip. One ball and two strikes.
Hey, what good pitch there by Leighton Davis. Came on that inside corner, jammed her.
Yeah. And outside of ball, highest throw down is going to be offline, and the runner will be safe. Two-two count on Marizito. Swung and a miss, got her on strikes. First strikeout of the night for Davis, and that's out number one.
To the plate, number 15, Hayden Urban.
Hayden Urban, the batter. That pitch up high for a ball. Well, no.
Bring him in, Aiden.
And that one ground ball is going to be into right field for a base hit. And runner coming home throws offline. And the runner is going to be safe. It's an RBI single for Urban. And then as the throw was coming home to try to get Thomas, Urban takes off for second base. That makes it 2-1 College Station.
Kaylee Taylor.
And Kaylee Taylor, the batter. And pitches strike call, 0-1. So one on, only one out here in the inning. And that pitch sails inside for a ball. 1-1. And that one, ground ball first. Baker up with it, runs to the bag and gets it out.
Nice play there by Collie.
So two down now. And then I'll go back to the top of the Lady Cougar batting order with Carry On.
Now batting
on the play. Urban moves over to third base. Carry On singled her first time up and then was erased on a forced play. And first pitch to her is taken for a strike in its 0-1. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back. Yeah, that's going to be ball two.
We've been watching Carry On for a while also.
Oh, yeah. And she's still got another year to go. She's only a junior. And a pie for a ball. Two balls, one strike, 2 outs, runner at third. And that one is going to be a base hit in left field to get the run home. RBI single for Carry On. Urban scores to make it now 3-1
RBI
College Station.
Carry On brings in Urban.
And that'll bring up Amber Aguilar.
Aguilar.
Aguilar reached down there and scored her first time up. Thomas called. She's going to step out. And strike call. 0-1 count.
Really good change up there by Layton.
And next pitch. Taken for a ball. 1-1.
Good eye.
runner going. Throw down. She's in there safely. And pitch was a ball. It's now 2-1. Davis taking her time up there. And that one taken for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Got two outs in the inning, so she just needs to get one more out to get it, send her team back into the dugout. And that one fouled back and into the screen, and that's going to make it a full count, 3-2.
Play.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Now the next pitch. That one's going to be popped up into center. Jax over, makes the grab for out number three. So in the inning, they do come up with two runs on three hits, no errors, and nobody left on. Or one left on, excuse me. We go to the third inning, and it is A&M, College Station leading the Brenham Cubettes 3-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stegett Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771. WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
And as we come back here, we're into the third inning. And it is the College Station Lady Cougars leading the Brenham Cubettes 3-1. Isabel Hyatt to lead it off, followed by Leighton Davis and then Allie Thiemann.
Let's go, Cubs. Three up, three down. Let's go.
And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1.
Go,
two more. Long looking. And that time is out as I want to step out. And that one up high for a ball. 1-1 count now on Isabel Hyatt. And one foul down the line. First baseman Litton get chase. And it's going to end up down in the corner. One ball, two strikes. Comets trailing this one 3-1.
Here we go, one more.
And that one outside, and it's 2-2. That one foul back in the screen. They'll hold the count at 2-2.
Yeah.
2-2 pitch on the way. And strike three called. Hyatt Cup looking. And that's going to be out number one. That'll bring up Leighton Davis, the pitcher.
Schilling with the strikeout brings up number seven, Leighton Davis.
Long time here for the pitcher to deliver her next one, and that one is outside of ball 1-0.
Doug, we have a new third baseman.
Oh, okay.
Kinsley Palosoto.
Okay.
I'm going to try to figure out who.
Yeah, strike call. One ball, one strike on Leighton Davis.
Emma Lauer is now in right field.
Okay. And strike call.
Yeah, one more.
Came with a changeup.
Second straight strikeout and two down now. I'm going to bring about Allie Tiemann.
Schilling brings up number one, Allie Tiemann.
Cubs trailing this one 3-1 here. And next pitch is down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Team had grounded out to the first baseman her first time up.
Here we go, pitch a good one.
Yeah, one outside ball. 2-0. Ground ball first. The first baseman little step on the bag, and it's in nice three up and three down inning. Inning. And so we have played. We're going to the bottom of the third inning. And Gallup Station leads it 3-1. And it's now time for our Mattress Guys giveaway. Inning be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win them a Maluf Z pillow from the Mattress Guys, valued at $60. Just call in right now to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel's convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a great cooler sleeping atmosphere. You can get yours at the Mattress Guys in Brenham. Remember, only one pillow per family for season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. And we'll take a break and be back to hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
Brenham Monument Company. Brenham's professional and compassionate monument company. Home of the exclusive 10-year monument guarantee.
Dr. Reagan Gaskant Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
All right, as we come back here, Kinsley Palosoto, the batter, fouls off the first pitch, 0-1. That one fouled again, this time over to the Lady Cougar dugout. It's 0-2. And Mackenzie Tiemann going over to have a few words with Layton. Long look in and the pitch. Foul away over towards the baseball field and joining us. No balls, two strikes.
With these Cougars will be something to contend with for a couple of years also.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young ladies.
Certainly are. And that one fouled away again over toward the Cougar baseball field. Ground ball to short, teaming up with it. Fires to first and gets the out.
Nice play there by Alley.
That'll bring up Shaden Yates, the second baseman.
Coming to the plate, number eight, Shaden Yates.
Yates grounded back to the pitcher her first time up. Yates, the second baseman. Grounded back to the pitcher her first time up. And that went way high, a ball. And that went outside for a ball. 2-0 count. Long look in, and the next pitch coming. Ground ball to third. Tiemann knocks it down.
Another nice stop.
And throws to first, and got the out. Great play there by Mackenzie Tiemann. That's one for her highlight reel.
Now batting number 43, Aubrey Litton.
Now Aubrey Litton, the batter. Davis looking in the dugout for the sign. Cubettes trailing 3-1. We're in the bottom of the third. And takes the pitch inside for a ball. 1-0 to Litton. That one inside for a ball. 2-0. Waiting for the official signal from the home plate umpire. Now they're ready to resume. And strike called. 2-1. That one on the high pop and it's cooking. Foul.
Long strike.
You did move the cruiser, right? It's not still sitting over there about where that ball hit.
Yeah, Doug, you're going to be proud of me. We're a little bit closer.
Oh, okay.
I probably parked where I wasn't supposed to, but nobody told me I couldn't.
And it's got our call letters on it, and so we're not exactly hard to find around here.
No, we will not be hard to find.
Two balls, two
I would
strikes.
Feel if we had an issue, we would have probably been notified.
Oh, yeah. Two balls, two strikes.
They've seen us so much, I think they're beginning to like us.
Yeah. Next pitch popped up. And who's going to take charge out there? Baker. And she'll hold it in for out number three. And so in the inning, there are no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. It's a three up and three down inning. And three up and three down. What a relief coming to Brenham National Bank. You get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. And we go to the fourth inning. It is Collins Station leading Brenham 3-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Exceptional driver training. Building confident drivers, one student at a time.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service, expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
Plants and Things, a small-town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care. 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
All right, and we come back here. Congratulations, Curtis Gurka, our Mattress Guys winner here this evening. Curtis, enjoy that pillow in good health as McKenzie Tiemann leads on the top of the fourth. Cubs trailing 3-1. And pitch is down low for a ball. 1-0. It'll be McKenzie Tiemann followed by Harper Castillo and Kylie Baker. And line drive caught by the shortstop, Carry On.
Carry On with the first out of the inning brings up number two, Harper Castillo.
Nice backhanded play there by Carry On.
And by the way, and as Harper Castillo comes up earlier tonight, Harper made the first run of the ball game, and that run was sponsored by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. Castillo single and scored, as we said. First pitch to her was a ball. Schilling ready. And next pitch, up high, 2-0. And that one inside, 3-0. And strike called, 3-1. And strike called.
I tell you what, Doug, that young lady painted that outside corner.
Yeah. And it's 3-2. Castillo thought she had the walk, and now she's got to come back and face at least one more pitch. A 3-2. And Castillo swings and misses, or swings and fouls it back.
A good three job there by Harper, getting enough of it to stay alive.
And the 3-2 coming from Schilling. And fouls that one up the third base side. Three-two pitch. And once again, foul up the third base side. Oh. So the count holding 3-2 here on Harper Castillo. One out, nobody on in front of her here in the fourth. And that one back up middle of base hit, and Castillo's 2-for-2.
And number 18, Kylie Baker.
And as Kylie Baker steps in here, a quick reminder, if you're wanting to listen to the Brenham Cub broadcast, we got Stephen Drain over on our KWHI.com sports alternate feed. He's at Fireman's Park tonight. It's youth night over there. And they're into the pregame over there, and he'll bring you the first pitch at 7 o'clock. And first pitch is up high for him. Oh, he called that a strike?
Wow.
And so that's an 0-1 count. And so, the Cub game on the alternate feed. And when we finish our broadcast here, then we'll move it over to the main radio feed and the internet feed as well. And outside for a ball, Castillo was leaning a little bit, so they threw down, and she's back in at first base. One ball, one strike. Next pitch. That one foul, and Coach Roberts tried to go over and make a play on there. Didn't have her glove with her, so couldn't quite get a handle on it.
Great effort.
Yeah. That one, a pie ball, 2-2. Baker singled her first time up. And out in front of that changeup.
Wow.
Completely fooled her, and that's two down.
Schilling with a strikeout for the second out of the inning brings up number 5, Alvin Jacks.
Tell you what, when she controls it, Doug, that young lady's got a very good changeup.
And so now it's Alvin Jacks batting. Jacks laid down a sack bunt her first time around. And swings through and misses, goes to the backstop, and Castillo head down to second base. No one count. And that one foul away, and it's 0-2 on Alden Jacks. And that one, it hit Castillo. She was going by, so it's going to be an interference. And that will retire the side. So in the inning, there were no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth. We're halfway through this one. Cubs trailing Collin Station 3-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Ironworks, for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques,
708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life, for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring. Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
All right, as we come back here, we're heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. Cubs trailing 3-1, and it's Kylie Thomas to bat for the College Station Lady Cougars. And first pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. It's time now for our Whataburger recap. And the recap brought to you by Whataburger, 20-1, Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day. And that one grounded foul over to third. And it was the Lady Cougars getting on the board in the bottom half of the first inning with their first run. Carry on with a leadoff single. And then on an error, she was able to come around and score the first run of the game. And the Cubettes would get their first run. Harper Castillo with a single. Baker with a single. And then Jax bunted them over. And then Castillo scored an RBI ground out by Prieto. And that one is a fly ball out to right coming in. And that's going to drop in for a base hit. And she's going to scoot all the way around. The third goes Thomas. She just kept like lightning going around the base paths. And she's got a triple.
Brings up to the plate number 7, Gianna Marizito.
And Gianna Marizito, the batter now. And then College Station would come up with two runs in the second inning off RBI singles from Aiden Urban and Kalia Carrion. And that's where we stand right now. 3-1, bottom of the fourth. College Station leading Brenham. And that's your Whataburger recap. So runner at third, nobody out here. And we're going to get a visit from Coach Katie Robertson. Looks like we may be getting a pitching change.
Going back to that, Doug, that last play, there was no communications at all between the second baseman, between J.C. Hager and McKenna Kamich.
And so we are going to have a pitching change. And with that, we'll take a break and be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication. Where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates. Your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services. Not just a feed store. Full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
All right, as we come back here, and your new pitcher is Kylie Baker, and this pitching change sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. And the first pitch is a strike call to Marizito. Lady Cougars leading this one 3-1. Baker comes set next pitch. And that's a shot just past the diving shortstop team and into left field for a base hit. Then we'll get the run home.
RBI single by
Marizito. Lowry and it's now 4-1, College Station.
Hayden Urban
the batter now. Urban's got an RBI single and a run scored. And Briley, looks like Briley Smith coming in to run for Marizito. And pitch coming down low for a ball. Urban Singler, first time up. And that one foul back in the screen. Other changes for the Cubs. We've got Harper Castillo now at first. Allen Teeman has shifted over to second. McKenzie Teeman to short, and Leighton Davis is at third. And outside for a ball, runner going, throw down, and she's in there with a steal.
J.C. Hager in left.
Okay, that's who I thought it was. And that one foul back. Two two on Urban. And inside for a ball, 3-2. And that one popped up along the infield. Baker calling for it. And that's out number one. And the bat will be Kaylee Taylor next.
Coming to the plate, number two, Kaylee Taylor.
And pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. And one over to third. And Davis over to first and gets the out. And it's two away now. As Smith moves over to third.
Carry on.
It'll be carry on the batter. Carry on two for two with a pair of singles and an RBI. Now those were against Davis. Now let's see what she can do here against Baker. And pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. One ticket for a strike. One ball, one strike.
Ooh,
and another strike call. And it's 1-2.
Really good pitch there by Kylie. Knee high, outside corner on the left-handed hitting. Carry on.
And on the outside for a ball. 2-2. And one popped out to the left field. Hager over, makes the grab, and then went out of the side. So in the inning, there was one run on two hits, no errors, and one left on. We go to the fifth inning. And it is 4-1 Collin Station. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, we're in the top of the fifth inning, and it's the bottom of the Cubhead order due up. Sandra Prieto, J.C. Hager, and Isabel Hyatt against Addison Schilling. Cubhead's trailing 4-1 here, needs some base runners. Prieto brought home the only run of the game so far for Brenham with an RBI ground out. And pitch to her, back to the pitcher. Schilling throws to first, and that is one down.
That didn't take long.
Schilling to lead the first down of the inning. Brings up number three, J.C. Hager.
And J.C. Hager, the batter. And Hager sends this one high fly ball out to left. And over and making the grab there is Kaylee Taylor for out number two.
Taylor with the second out of the inning brings up number 12, Isabel Hyatt.
And now Isabel Hyatt, the batter.
Thing about Schilling, Doug, she didn't get a lot of strikeouts, but she gets a lot of putouts.
Yeah, she's only had just the three strikeouts so far. Everything else the Cubs have put in play, and that one on the pie for a ball. I would love to get on here, turn it over to the top of the order. That one. Time is called. Looks like a grocery bag flew over from out in the parking lot, flew over and got onto the field. So the girls went to retrieve it, now give it to the bat boy. So yeah, look at the little fella running.
Great job. Knowing our luck, it was probably a couple of burgers in there, and they just threw the bag up in the air and kept the burgers.
Yeah. And this one out to right field and over, and right fielder was going for it, made the dive, but it was a foul ball. And so makes it 2-2 now on Hyatt. Cubs needing some base runners here. Want to try to get back into this one, trailing 4-1.
That was Emma Lauer out there, made a diving effort at it.
And strike call, or that was strike. And so now 2-2.
I want to bring up a point, Doug. I'm really impressed. Isabel Hyatt has done a great job coming in as catcher this year.
She certainly has. That was a and fouled that one over to Coach Roberts at third.
Made the play.
Yeah. But that was one of the areas of uncertainty because we had Stella Landry last year caught, I think, pretty much every inning for the Cubheads and didn't know, or I think about her, Sloan Tucker, and then Sloan got hurt, unfortunately. And so that was going to be an area of, that was a big question mark coming into the season. But Isabel's filled the role nicely.
Filled it very, very well.
And so count remains two balls, two strikes. And that one a little flare out. And
oh, there over. We go.
Carry on's head and in for a base hit for Hyatt. And now that'll bring up Leighton Davis.
Number seven, Leighton Davis.
And now let's see, we can get a two-out rally going here.
Well, I like it, too. Isabel going to run.
And a pie for a ball, 1-0.
Fourth hit by the Cubettes.
And that one is taken for a ball, and it's 2-0. Swing on and miss, 2-1. She only came with a fastball, and Davis just a little bit ahead of it. Two, one, a pie ball, throw down, and it's going to get out in the center. It will be a stolen base for Hyatt.
Gentlemen, Isabel had a great jump.
And that one sent out to center. And that's going to be caught for out number three. So in the inning, the Cubs no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. College Station lead at 4-1 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Lead things off for the Cougs in the bottom of the fifth inning, number 11, Amber Aguilar.
All right, as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning, it'll be Amber Aguilar to bat. And we got a couple scores we can pass along to you. First of all, we'll wait till after this first pitch from Baker here. It's down low for a ball, but Burton Lady Panthers leading Somerville tonight. That one's Burton up 8-2 playing in the fourth inning. And then for Panther baseball, they're just finished up the top half of the first. Burton already leading Snook 7-0, and Snook's first getting the chance to bat now. And so a 2-0 count there.
You think that could be in another three-inning game?
Very possibly. And ground ball over to second base, teaming up with it, throws to Castile, and that's one away. And that'll bring up Kinsley Palisota now.
Number 17, Kinsley Palisota.
And, of course, on our sports alternate feed, Brenham Cup baseball just getting underway. And so if you'd like to listen to that game, you can do so by going on to the sports alternate feed on KWHI.com. And then it'll be, after our broadcast is over, it'll be switching over to the main feed and on the radio. And that one back up the middle, that's going to be a base hit for Palisota. Cubs trying to stay 6-0, trying to improve to 6-0 in district, if they can get that win over Huntsville tonight. And Shannon Yates, the batter. And that pitch is a strike. And Stephen Drain on the call, by the way, for that Cub game. We appreciate him helping us out this evening. And pitches up high for a ball. And pitches inside for a ball, 2-1. And that one foul away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. I'm kind of surprised he didn't call a strike there, but it's a ball three in the full count now as Palisota steals second. Three, two count. And swung and a miss, counter on strikes, and then is two away. And now I'm going to bring up Aubrey Litton.
Now batting number 43, Aubrey Litton.
Litton 0 for 2 on the night so far.
First strikeout for Kylie Baker.
And just the second total strikeout for Cubhead pitching. And that one just missing inside of ball. It's 1-0. Swing and a miss. And 1-1. And that one inside for a ball. And it's 2-1. Like to get Litton right here and not have to face Thomas in this inning. Foul back into the fence, and it's 2-2.
That was off to our right, Doug.
Yeah.
I didn't even blink. Didn't
me either. Swing and a miss, gunner on strikes. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we have played through five. We go to the top of the sixth inning. And it is College Station 4, Brenham 1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Vasquez Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, here we go. Top of the sixth inning. And it is Allie Tiemann, Mackenzie Tiemann, and Harper Castillo to bat.
The top of the sixth inning, number one, Allie Tiemann.
On score from Fireman's Park, they just completed the first inning there. Cubs leading it 1-0 over Huntsville.
Good job. Cubs get on the board early.
And pitch to Tiemann is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Tiemann both times has grounded out to first.
Downfall of the Cubs so far is no base runners.
Yep. And pitch taken for a ball, and it's 2-0. And back to, up to the pitcher and throws to first. The Schilling, that's out number one. And now that'll bring up Mackenzie Tiemann.
Brings to the plate number nine, Mackenzie Tiemann.
And that one foul away, and it's 0-1. And take it down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. And that one sent out to center. That's going to drop in for a hit. And Tiemann is aboard. Mackenzie aboard now for Harper Castillo. And Castillo, she's 2-for-2 in the game.
Now batting number two, Harper Castillo.
Now let's see if the Cubs can get something going. I guess Coach Roberts probably going to look for a chance to turn Tiemann loose on the base paths here. And takes the first pitch for a strike. Castillo, as we said, singled both times she's been to the plate and scored what's so far been the only run of the game for the Cubettes.
Tell you what, if we're going to get it going, Doug, now's the time to get it going.
Yep.
Right there in the middle part of the order.
Up high for a ball. 1-1. The catcher there, Marizito, nearly threw that one out in the right field.
A nice stop by Aubrey Lipton at first.
Yep. And that one fouled away. Cubs have only, Cubs have only got 5 outs to work with. So they need to get important and try to get something across this inning. one inside, 2-2. And that one, foul ball just barely, that thing hugged the line all the way down.
By an eyebrow.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
Or maybe an eyelash.
Yeah. Count remains 2-2 on Castillo. And a pie for a ball, team and going, throw down, and she's in there with a steal. Gets her in a scoring position now. Foul back by Castillo again, and the count remains 3-2. Kylie Baker waiting on deck. And then one slow roller to third, and they will throw to first, get the out. And Tiemann, meanwhile, as the throw was going to first, made it over to third base. That's two down now. It's up to Baker to try to get that second run in for the Cubettes.
Kylie Baker.
Great opportunity for Kylie to help her cause.
And takes the first pitch for a strike. And that one back up the middle. Shortstop over and carry on. Throws to first and gets the out. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors. And one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And it's still Cougars up 4-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korthon Linky Welding. Visit KorthonLinkyWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Haul Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs. In business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Okay, we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's Kylie Thomas, Gina Marizito, and Hayden Urban to bat for College Station. Kylie Baker in the circle on a relief of the starter, Leighton Davis. And first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1.
Kylie, Thomas has been the nemesis for the Cubettes this evening.
Yeah, she's got a single, a triple, and scored two of the four runs for College Station. Go, And that one taken outside for a ball. 1-2. And that one popped foul. Holds the count at 1-2. And that one fouled back into the fence. One ball, two strikes on Thomas. And next pitch. Wow. Only thing I guess maybe low.
He's gotten away from that low strike.
Yeah, and so it's 2-2.
Really good pitch by Kylie.
And Thomas calls time. And down low for a ball in his 3-2 count.
Well, after being way ahead, doesn't work the count full.
And that one fisted foul.
One thing we can say, she's been a tough out.
Yeah. Got her on strikes. Big strikeout there for Baker.
Coming to the plate, number 7, Gianna Marizito.
And Gianna Marizito, the catcher, now batting. Marizito is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And pitch down low for a ball.
Marizito with a single and RBI or last at bat.
And since this one, a high flying ball, Hager back. And oh, it was in her glove and she dropped it. And that is going to be an E7. It looked like an should have been an easy out. And didn't make it. And so Smith's going to run now for Marizito. And brings up Hayden Urban. Urban 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And also scored a run. And
ooh, nice pitch.
That pitch is a strike call. Strike call, runner going, throw down from Hyatt's offline. And in there with a steal of Smith.
I tell you, another knee high fastball on that outside corner by Kylie.
You're looking ahead to the top of the seventh for the Cubettes. So with Alden Jack, Sander Prieto, and J.C. Hager are the batters that are due up. Yeah, that one gets away from Hyatt, and the runner will move over. And Marizito in the scoring position. And puts his foul back. One ball, two strikes. 103rd and one out.
Oh, yes.
Three called. That's two down. And they'll bring up Kaylee Taylor.
Coming to the plate, number two, Kaylee Taylor.
And for Baker now, she's found her groove. She's now struck out four of the last five batters. And that one ground ball to second. Tiemann knocks it down, throws to first, and gets the out. And so in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Do or die for the Cubs. They trail 4-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 U.S. 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit EasyWellShed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with three Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Anyway,
all right, as we head to the top of the seventh inning, it'll be Alden Jacks leading things off for the Brenham Cubs. And right now, Cubs, they just need base runners, and they need at least three to stay in the game.
Same things off for Brenham in the top of the seven. Number five, Alden Jacks.
Yeah, first pitch is a ball, 1-0.
Base runners. Yep. Base runners.
And that one is going
to
be
there. We go.
Hit in the right field. And now they'll bring up Sandra Prieto.
Bat number 15, Sandra Prieto.
She's 0 for 2, but does have an RBI ground down. That brought home the only run of the game for the Cubs thus far. And pitch is taken for a strike. And it looks like McKenna Marsters is going to bat next for J.C. Hager. She's on deck with a bat. And this one, slow roller, short, carry on up with it. Fires to first, gets the out. They do move Jacks to second, though. And now Marsters batting for Hager.
Carry on getting the sure out at first.
Pinch hitting for the Cubs, number 21, McKenna Marsters.
And pitch to Marsters down low for a ball. Isabel Hyatt would be due up next. And then you can get through Hyatt and go back to the top of the order with Davis. Marks just swings and misses. It's 1-1. And that one taken for a ball, 2-1. And that one fouled away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Missed, and Marster is down on strikes. And that's 2 down now. And that'll bring up Isabel Hyatt. It's a pair to try to keep it going for the Cubettes.
Schilling with the strikeout brings up number 12, Isabel Hyatt.
Hyatt 1-for-2 in the game. And punches this one foul over to the first base dugout. In the top of the seventh inning, Cubettes trailing 4-1. Runner at second is Alden Jacks. There are 2 outs in the inning. And the pitch to Hyatt inside, and that's ball one. And fouls that one back up in the screen, and it's 1-2.
Down there, last strike.
Yep. And that one back up the middle. Second baseman knocks it down. Throw to first. And that is the out. And that is your ball game. The College Station Lady Cougars win it 4-1 over the Brenham Cubettes. And so that will send us to our post game. And this broadcast of Brenham Cubettes softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Post game show made possible by Kendura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tielemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Bill Oaks Chapel, Walshick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WSC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. Back on the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Kendura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kendura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kendura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kendura Tile says, go, play, win.
The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back? You've got some nerve showing up here again, looking all delicious with your fresh all-beef patties, melty cheeses, grilled peppers and onions, and jalapeno ranch. When I want you, you're nowhere to be found. And now you're back? Aw, get in here. We just missed you, that's all. The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back for a limited time and harder to resist than ever. Download the app. What a burger!
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trail Masters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trail Masters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailMastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Covette softball teams.
All right, as we come back here, we're joined now in the post game by Coach Katie Roberts. And, Coach, a little bit closer game tonight, but unfortunately the result's still the same.
Yeah, I mean, I just told the girls, you know, they didn't hit one ball to the wall. I mean, in the first inning, they didn't hit a ball out of the infield and they're scoring a run. I thought that we gave it up defensively on routine plays today. I thought our pitchers came and both of them did a good job, and we didn't take care of little things. I mean, we let so many fly balls drop, made errors in the infield. You know, we're in the ball game. We got the same amount of hits up there. We're just not putting all parts of the game together. And, you know, it's inconsistent because one game it's this and the next game it's this. And we're giving them reps in practice, and I just don't think we're executing what we're doing, and it's frustrating because we are in that ball game, you know.
Yeah, I thought both Layton to start, and then Kylie coming in. I thought Kylie really pitched very well tonight.
Yeah, I mean, so did Layton. Yeah. Layton gave us ground balls and fly balls too. I mean, I had to pull her after we didn't do something defensively. It wasn't on her. It was the fact that we weren't playing, and I felt like we needed a change at that point. But I was happy with both of them tonight.
Yeah, next week, a little bit of a shortened schedule because of the holiday mixed in there. And what's in store for next week?
Well, we actually have a bye on Tuesday, okay. And then we play Thursday. So I guess we'll just get a few more days into practice. but it is a shorter week, like you said, because of Easter and stuff. So, yeah, we play Thursday.
Okay. And I believe it's Montgomery, right?
Yeah, I believe
so. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've been thinking one at a time right now, Doug. I believe you are right.
But do you feel like the bye is coming about at the right time?
Not really. I mean, you know, I actually tried to pick up a game and nobody had any openings at this point in time of the year. So, you know, we could always use the practice, but at the same time, we like to compete, you know.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Coach, well, we thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, Coach Katie Roberts joining us, and we'll be back after we hear more from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? T-Limiting Construction has been serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make T-Limiting Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. T-Limiting Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during the baseball-softball season. A custom home should reflect everything you want and need. Built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship, That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
These tractors are the benchmark of real utility. New Holland Workmaster Series 55, 65, and 75. Tractors from WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy bring together high utility and lower ownership costs to maximize your productivity. With up to 75 horsepower, a power shuttle, and less maintenance and downtime, you'll get more done faster. Add in an all-weather cab with seating for two, and you've got a tractor that delivers real value. See a Workmaster utility tractor today at WC Tractor Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. WC Tractor, now with six convenient locations to serve you. Find them at WCTractor.com.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
All right, and time now to go over the final stats here. And for the Brenham Cubettes, they fall tonight 4-1 to College Station. And for the Cubettes, it was Mackenzie Tiemann, 1-for-3 with a single. Harper Castillo was 2-for-3 with two singles and a run scored. Alden Jacks, 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. And then Isabel Hyatt was 1-for-3 with a single. Sandra Prieto, 0-for-3, but did have the RBI on the ground out. Leighton Davis took the loss tonight, went 3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, none of them earned, and 1 strikeout. And then Baker, 3 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 run, it was earned, and 4 strikeouts. But the big thing for the Cubettes, 4 errors in the game, and they all proved to be costly. And we'll talk about that more a little bit later. But first, we're going to take another break. When we come back, Tommy and I name the John Breeden star of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
And back we go. And time now to name our John Breeden Star of the Game. And tell me who we selected this evening.
I tell you what, there was a young lady, and she started off the scoring, came up in in the top half of the second inning, got a base hit. Kylie Baker actually came up and was going to move her down to second base and with a sacrifice, but they came charging in, and Kylie bunted it over and was able to move Harper Castillo around. But Harper Castillo tonight, 2-for-3, scored Brenham's only run, our John Breeden Star of the Game.
And the Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden, State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, as we come back here one final time to College Station High School, and the Cubs lose this one 4-1 to College Station. Unlike Tuesday night where it was a run rule, at least this one was a lot closer, but unfortunately puts the Cubs in a further hole as far as the district race goes.
No doubt about it. Conversing with Coach at the beginning, before the game started, she said, we want to go seven innings tonight. And they did a really, really good job. But she said it perfectly. You know, when you make four errors, and it's just going to be tough to win a ball game. Mm-hmm. And as she said, both Layton and Carly did a good job on the mound. But the thing of it is College Station made the plays when they needed to make plays. Mm-hmm. Their little pitcher, she just managed to pitch to get people to ground out and fly out. And it's a game of ball. That's the way it is.
Absolutely. And that's going to do it for us here. Coming up next, we've got Brenham Cub baseball for you. And from what I understand right now, they're tied 1-1 with Huntsville. And we'll be sending that one to you. Meantime, I want to thank Elizabeth back at the studios for her fine job on the boards. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible for all of us here at KWHI. It is Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
The post-game show is made possible by Congenital Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Filament Construction, Mattress Guide, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Royal Oaks Chapel, Waltrick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Cody Real Estate, Trails Master Cleaning and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Service. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports, and we'll now go and hear the Cubs baseball game.